Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant, very pleasant good morning to all of you that are listening. Thank you so much for being part of the program. My name is Ann Sibley. I'm the host of this Blog Talk Radio program. Sometimes I switch from new to you or strength for the journey. But I have a young lady that's going to be my guest this morning, and I'm so excited about her, Mrs. Lakia Barnett. She's the president of Lakia Barnett Purpose Chasers Kingdom, and she's going to be my guest today, and she's excited, and I'm excited. I hope all of you are excited, and as we get through the program, I hope we have the opportunity that you can personally ask her questions. Let me see, can I properly bring her on? Lakia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. So glad to hear your precious voice. You're the president of Lakia Barnett Purpose Chasers Kingdom. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. And then my next question to you is going to be, how did you discover your purpose?
Well, Lakia Barnett Purpose Chasers Kingdom just kind of came from like a live video I did on Facebook, and I was just sitting and kind of meditated a little bit within myself, and I decided that I wanted to change it because I'm all about purpose, and I believe that once I found my purpose, then I can help other people find theirs. So that's what inspired me to change the name of my page on Facebook, and I think it's been working so well because I have a lot of purpose-chasing people that are, you know, that are on fire about finding their purpose, and they're interested about knowing how and when and, you know, just all the what and the whys on how to do that. And how I discovered my purpose clearly is from my wilderness season. And for those of you who don't know what wilderness season is, I promise you that it's going to be a time in your life where you do have a wilderness season where nobody's reachable to you. Nobody can touch you. Nobody can come in. It's just really you and God and finding out what you're supposed to be doing. And that's kind of how it worked for me because I ended up in a shelter with my family. So at that point in my life, that was my wilderness season, and that's how I discovered my purpose, pain
so
that I
had
to endure.
So you just had time to talk to God and say, let me tell you who you are, what your strengths are, and that you can come out of this. Oh, that's a great answer. That's a great answer. Tell us about the biggest test that has come up in your life thus far.
The biggest test that came up in my life is definitely when I had to go into the shelter. That was the biggest test in my life because I had my kids, I have my husband, so things change, it shifted. And some of us, we don't realize that sometimes things happen. Some things you can't count for, some things you don't really have the answers of why. And I didn't spend a lot of time in basking in the why. I just was just like, okay, if this is where I got to go right now, this is where I have to go. So that's was the biggest test for me because it was out of my comfort zone. It was nothing that I really can control. And when you can't control things, that's usually when a lot of chaos come anyway, because you know we're always the ones who want to put their hands in everything. And I really was that type of person. So God really had to kind of scale me down, and I had to do nothing but depend on God every day of my life in that shelter. So that was the biggest test for me.
Yeah. What caused you to go into the shelter? Can you tell us just as much as you want and as less as you want to about that? What forced you into the shelter?
Well, we all know that, you know, life experiences sometimes things happen, you know, if I can put it that way. And me and my husband, we both end up losing our jobs, unfortunately. And
yeah.
It was hard. It was hard to try to get back into another one. It just wasn't fast enough. Some people think that, oh, you can just go out here and get a job just like that. But sometimes it don't even be like that. And you can be highly qualified to do that, mm-hmm. right? And it just doesn't work like that, you know, for whatever reason at times. And that was what the situation was for us. And it just kind of threw us in this bad space, right? And what ended up happening was we ended up losing the apartment, and it was kind of like a wrongful eviction because we didn't even know that we were supposed to be evicted. We didn't have any letters. We didn't have anything that you're supposed to have. We didn't have it. So can you imagine getting a knock at the door saying, oh, you got to get out with you and your kids, and you looking like we were unprepared for this, right? But, you know, you know, kind of ended up happening with us is that we, you know, we had to leave. You know, that was our home for 7 years. You know, we worked, we made things work, and it just, we were at the season of our life when things shifted. And that's how we ended up into the shelter. And we basically had to come back into Washington, D.C., which is the home of me and my husband. We both were born here. And we ended up, ironically, in the hospital in which they turned into a shelter, which is D.C. General. And we had to do 9 months in a hotel and another year in the actual shelter.
The fact that you were able to come out, and there's no insult in having to go to a shelter, because you're right, life happens, and I'm just glad that there was a shelter for you. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Tell me what the wilderness season was like in your life.
The wilderness season was alone. It felt like I was alone. Even though I had my children around, I can call my cousins, or I can call my dad on the phone, or I had my husband right there in my face, it still felt like I was alone. Mm-hmm. And in your wilderness season, people don't understand that you have to remove the noise so that you can learn to hear from God, right? And that's where I had to learn. I had to learn that I got to learn how to hear from him so I can know how to move and maneuver. Because I have to fight for survival now. I'm in a different area, different arena. I'm around different people I don't really know. So I have to learn how to really hear from God and understand the reason why I had to step across this door. And it wasn't because I was homeless. It was because I was on assignment. And that's the difference. Some of us think, oh, because in your natural eye you see this, so that means that. No, in the spiritual eyes, it means that God has you on assignment. And sometimes he puts you in a place that is uncomfortable. He puts you in a place that you're not used to, and that's what ended up happening for me. I never would have thought I would have ended up in a shelter, and I'm quite sure my husband probably thought the same thing, but when you're on training grounds, wilderness is training grounds. It's where you get trained, you get prepared, you get equipped. All of those things that you can think of is what the wilderness season is. It's when friends start to disappear. It's when people don't become so close anymore, they got to step back. They can't even help you. Even if you wanted them to help you, they can't, because God is saying, no, I got this. I'm going to help her. I want her to depend on me and nobody else. She's done that enough. I need her to know who I am for herself. That's what wilderness season is.
And here, if my thought behind that is when the enemy attacks you, the enemy of our soul attacks you, but you were intelligent enough, you were strong enough, you had enough knowledge to rest in the arms of Jesus, and he brought you through. And he's allowing you, and the good thing about it, he's allowing you to be able to tell your story through your writings, and we'll get through that, and even through your tenacity. I think you're just awesome. You're awesome for such a time as this, and I want your story out there because it's exciting. It shows excitement. It shows character. It shows strength. It shows stability. And it shows that you don't have to be ashamed of the things that life throws at us.
Yes,
great job
right.
That you're doing, young lady. Tell me about that.
Thank
There's something
you.
I heard about Slay, Pray, and Believe. How did that come about?
Slay, Pray, Believe is my first book. And it was birthed out of pain. Yep. And
that is your book.
It's now on,
let me ask you this
yes.
before we get to, how can we find this book?
You can find Slay, Pray, Believe on Amazon. It's definitely on Amazon. And that book, I'm very proud that I pushed through getting that book accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells people who have been through something as such as similar as mine that you can still do what you need to do in your struggle. I call activating your vision in your struggle. That's what I call it. Because a lot of people have visions, but they don't know how to activate it. You know what I'm saying? So Slay, Pray, Believe, it became my slogan. It became what I wanted people to think about as they're going through what they're going through, because you don't have to look like what you go through. You need to pray your way through what you're going through, and you definitely have to put faith behind what you're going through. Or nothing, you ain't going to see nothing manifest itself anyway without that. It's dead. You know what I mean? So that's where that came from.
Well, I want to say this to you. I'd love to have a copy of this book, and I'm going to go to Amazon.com and get me a copy of it. I'm not going to wait for you to send me a signed copy and all of that. I'm going to go to Amazon and buy me a copy because your story sounds interesting. If I ever see you in life, then that's when I'll allow you to autograph that book. It sounds exciting to me. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and then doing some research on you, I saw something about you about broadcast facing purpose. Tell us about your broadcast facing purpose, the broadcast that you do.
Yes, facing purpose. That is my baby now because it's something that I never thought I would do in a million years, I promise. And God has shifted me, and he's using me to not only speak in front of people, but to speak to the ears of people. They can't see me, but they can hear me. And facing purpose was just, it was birthed while I was in the shelter, and the opportunity presented itself. And I took a leap of faith, even when I didn't understand it, and I went for it. And I'm so glad that I did, because the impact that it has made on people's lives and the people that I'm able to meet while still walking in my purpose is grand to me. I consider it a blessing. I don't take it lightly. You know, before I go on my shows, I literally go into meditation without distraction, without the noise, because I want to know what is it that God has for me to say to these people, because I don't know what they're coming to the table with. I can't see their face. I can't do any of that. All I can do is just, you know, go off the feeling that I get, and that's how I'm able to speak to all of these people, you know, coming in from 165 countries weekly. You know what I mean? That's huge, you know. And to be able to be blessed with something as such, I'm absolutely so excited to be able to change people's lives through, you know, through the internet and through the airwaves.
Yes, and see what I would label you as an earth angel, someone that has the giftings from the heavenly atmosphere to help and to support and to push and to encourage people. And that's one of the greatest gifts that there is acknowledged in the Bible, as a helper. So I'm excited about that. Oh, wow. And then in my research, guess what else I found out about you? You have a monologue movement, Tears to Purpose, the Tears to Purpose monologue. And now I want to hear about that also.
Yes. Tears to Purpose monologue is telling your testimony. It's about women coming together, laying down all of their flaws, whatever it is that they have, that's what that's for. It's for them to tell their testimonies, to be able to help inspire and encourage other women to step forward and be a voice to the next person that they are assigned to. Because I believe that everybody's assigned to somebody. So if you don't open your mouth, you don't know whose life may be at stake because you've already gone through it. So you got to help the next person get out, whatever that may be, whether it's in domestic violence, whether that's in a marriage that you feel like is flunking and you don't got no more life to breathe in it, whether it's when the single mother who's been alone, she's walked alone, she's felt abandoned, whether it's the person who's had trauma issues in their childhood, whatever that may be, I allow it to happen through this monologue. So I have, you know, inspired so many women to come out after I've told my testimony. I wanted to inspire more women to tell theirs, and it has been doing awesome. We're still in the beginning stages, but we are getting it together. My goal and my plan and my vision is to have it around the world, touching every city, every woman, every man, because men need to hear it too. You understand what I'm saying? So I have big plans for this Tears to Monologue movement, big plans for that.
Oof. I'm going to invite you and your monologue, if you and that movement, the cast of this monologue, to be with us here in the city in September, and we'll talk about that. And it's a fight, and you know, it's a story that needs to be told. Our kids and our young women are losing it simply because I don't know, I don't have the answer, but the little that you can do and the little that I can do, and we don't count it lightly, because everything that we do, it's a force behind it. And this sounds like something exciting to me. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
You
yes,
said you
indeed.
Wanted to go around the world. Well, let's just get it around the United States first. What do you think about that?
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited about. Yeah, I'm gonna put a check mark about that. What is the one thing you would say to the person listening who wants to give up? And then I want to go back to how do they get in touch with you. Let me go back to this. Your broadcast. How do they become? How do I listen to your broadcast? How often do you broadcast?
I broadcast every Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
Central
and
Eastern. Which time is that?
It is Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m.
Okay.
And
how do they
again?
No, I'm just going to ask you, how do we get to your broadcast? How you're getting ready to tell me that? You got me just so happy about what you're doing. I'm just, I'm not being a good host, but I want to get this information out there.
Yes. Well, what you can do is, I currently have a new station now, so my show is going to be falling under a new station, Custom Made Radio. And what's happening is the number has changed. So what I'm going to do is, if you guys can find me on Facebook at Lakia Barnett, Purpose Chasers Kingdom, you every week leading up to my show, I post my flyer and I post the number that you can call in on. And even that night, you'll be able to broadcast it from the from Facebook, because it does stream, from Facebook and things like that. Just in case people don't want to call in, you'll be able to still stream it from Facebook. So those are the ways that you can be able to connect with me on my broadcast. And again, it happens every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Wow, you're great. You're great. I was going to ask you to repeat that, but you got it. You're good with that. Okay. What is the one thing you would say to the person listening who wants to give up? What would you want to say to that mother that she might not be in a shelter? Maybe she lost her only child. Maybe she lost one of her five children. Maybe there's a woman that's listening that lost her husband, her second husband in life, and she's just not understanding. Whatever the scenario is, take your time, relax, and tell them what it is to make them not give up.
What I would tell the individual that is listening under whatever circumstances that they are facing, that you can't throw in the towel, and that you need to say yes to the call on your life. And know that anything that you do is never going to be easy. But as long as you have God as the center of your life, you will be able to overcome all the obstacles, all the giants, that everything that you can think of, you'll be able to face it. You'll be able to face it head on, right? One of the key things is to also begin to find your war room, get in your war room, and start to declare the things that you want to prosper in your life. Declare the healing. Declare the mind change. Declare the happiness, the fulfillment. Whatever it is that you're lacking, whatever it is that you feel that you can no longer endure, prayer is your key. It's the communication between you and God. So with that being said, continue to just run the race. Run it. Just continue to run it. It's okay if you got to stop and get water. It's okay if you got to pick up your towel and brush your face. It's okay if you have to get on the sideline and scream, kick, and yell. Do whatever you need to do to help you get through. But as long as you understand that God has you in the palm of his hands and that he will never open it and drop you, you can endure whatever else that comes your way in the season that you're in your life, and learn how to accept the process. No microwavable process. We don't want quick fixes. We want long. Put it in the oven, roast it on 450, and drop it down to zero. That's what we want. And that's what I will tell the voice that is listening to me in their circumstances, in their pity party, in their confusion. That's what I would say to that person.
And you know what? Because of your gifting, I'm going to ask you to add to this. For them not to take it personal. How do I not take the attack? How does that listening ear that's listening not take the things that are happening to them personal?
You don't take it personal because everybody has to learn to grow, right? If everything was made easy in your life, and this is what I had to learn the hard way, if everything was made be smooth sailing every day. Every day you wake up, ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing changing nothing. Ain't nothing doing nothing. You just happy all the time. You're not learning anything. God has to throw a curveball in your life so that you can wake it up and wake up those gifts and those abilities that he's already planted in you. It's kind of like taking a child, right? The mother's pregnant for 9 months. She's going through the contractions. She's going through all that. But she knows she can't give up because that child got to make it to the world. So if she gives up, then the child's going to give up. So everything is counting on the mother to breathe life and to push, keep pushing, keep pushing. I know the contractions are hurting. I know that it's painful. And that's what God is saying about everybody's situation. You can't give up. There's somebody who needs you because you're customly made for a custom purpose, and that's it. That's just it. It's no giving up. It's not even an option, period, period. Somebody's lifeline is attached to you. So when you think about it like that, you got to move it. You got to understand that God has to teach you. Just like us as parents teaching these children, he got to do it. He got to teach us a lesson. Sometimes it's hard ones too, but it's okay. Because at the end, you're going to thank him. At the end, you're going to shine like gold. At the end, you're going to know you had a purpose, and you're going to know you had a reason why you had to go through it, through what you had to go through. So giving up is not an option.
I'm still here. I'm listening, and I'm taking notes now. I'm a writer, so I take notes. Take no offense. I'm just getting some of your good notes. There are some callers here, and I imagine you told them that you were going to be here. And is it okay if I click on one of them? I'll just start 1, 2, 3, and ask them if they have a question for you. Is that okay?
Yes, sure.
Okay. And I want to thank you. And now don't go away because we got to figure out here how we can contact you and find you and if anyone, you know, and where you're going to be next and all of that. I know we know about the radio program, but somehow in my research I got down here on my notes, how can anyone that want to contact you or find you do so? We've got about 7 minutes, but I just don't think it's fair to the callers that, just in case they want to ask a question. If not, we'll just come back to you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Hey, 9589, this is Ann, and I have Ms. Lakia Barnett on here with me. Is there a question that you have for her, something that we didn't get to? I'm talking to you. Some people are shy. Some people are just really shy. Let me try my next. Let me see here. Okay. The last four numbers are 1697. 1697. This is Ann, and I have Mrs. Lakia Barnett. She's the president of Lakia Barnett Purpose Chasers Kingdom. Is there a question that you have in your consciousness for her that we didn't get to?
No, I don't have a question. But I would just like to say that I'm very proud of you. This is LaShawn. I'm Nikia's cousin. And I just want to say I'm very proud of you. I am following your movement. I know the things that you have had to face, and I have seen God work through you to reach other women, to reach children. Even within our family, you have been a inspiration to us all. I just want to say I love you, and may God continue to bless you and pour out his favor upon you, because I see bigger and greater things coming your way.
So thank you. That's my sister cousin, y'all. I absolutely love her to pieces. Two pieces.
Well, she did a great job.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, now tell us how anyone can get in contact with you. I have a different way of getting in contact with people because I just get out there and I just ask people. How would somebody that wants to get into contact with you do so?
Well, you can either email me at barnettlakia@gmail.com, which I always check my emails, so you don't have to worry about that. or you can contact me through Facebook, which is my regular page, Lakia Barnett, Purpose Chasers Kingdom, or you can get in contact with me through the radio show page, which is the Faith and Purpose Radio Show. You can leave a message. I always check all of my pages, so you definitely can get in contact with me through any of those at any time.
Okay. Tell us again about the radio, because we got, people came in a little bit late, and I want to know how they, that's us, and I don't mean it that way. Stay with us. Your book. Tell them about your book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. How do they get your book, the name of your book, and how they can get your book?
Yes, they can go on Amazon. Again, it's Slay, Pray, Believe. And it is poems inciting you on what my eyes had to see while in the shelter. So I think that it will be a lovely inspiration in wherever you are, in whatever place that you are in your life. And I pray that you're blessed and inspired by that book, because that is the first project that I've ever done. And I believe that God really walked me through getting that book out. So I hope that everybody be blessed and inspired and motivated to continue on their journey in their life and in their season.
Okay. And then I hate to do this to you, but tell us a little bit about the radio station again. I want to get you out there. I'm doing what I can to get you out there, because what you do for others, you know, somehow the universe brings it back to you.
Yes. So Faith and Purpose Radio Show, again, it comes on every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. If you were to follow me on my regular Facebook page, I always post days beforehand what guest is going to be on there, if it's just me by myself, what I'm talking about, the number that will be on the flyer. So, and also, if you need to email me for that, you can do so again at BarnettLakia@gmail.com, or just personally inbox me, and I will definitely send you the information for that show.
And those of you that are listening, the portion that you heard from Lakia, I want you to get a book. I want you to get her book. And I'm hoping to get Lakia out here in this part of the country. I live in the Midwest. I live in the state of Illinois. Here in September to share her monologue in this part of the country. She shared with me that she wants to go around the world. And I spoke back with her and said, let's get you around the United States first. So I'm inviting her to do that. Let me ask you, Lakia, is there anything else that you want to share with us that we didn't get to?
The fact that our monologues, actually the first two women are going to be up, and LaShawn, which is the one who called in, she is actually one of the ones that are going to be telling her story. And I started by saying, it's going to be airing live April the 7th on Facebook. So we wanted to start somewhere. So just because we didn't have a stage at the time doesn't mean that it can't get accomplished. So I decided to use Facebook to help it, you know, to help start the momentum so people can get used to seeing. And this is how my plan is, to kind of put women in rotation so that they'll be able to see how this is going to be and get them geared up for what's to come, right? So you got to start somewhere. So I say everybody be on Facebook anyway, so you might as well see it. So,
yeah, great. What I want you to do, those that know that they got to start somewhere, to get them encouraged to, if there's a possibility, where there's a will, there's a way. You can always cut grass to be able to pay for the hotel, or you can be able to bring the funds in to do what you need to do. And I tell the story, Tyler Perry would work, and he would invest in his movies and in his stage plays, but he made it. We made it. Nothing great comes easy. We have about 30 seconds. I want to say you thank you so much for being my guest today, Father. I thank you for the opportunity to have shared with these great personalities and this wonderful woman that you have brought into my life. Until next time, those of you that are listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio, and this will be up. It'll be able to go up and go live all over the Internet. Tomorrow I'll post it on Facebook and have your friends to just share it with their friends so they can hear this awesome broadcast that we did today. And again, I want to say thank you. Until next time, bye-bye. I've got 10 seconds. Got to go. See you next time. Thank you, Lakia.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.